Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. I am so excited to dive into today's topic. Have you ever felt completely drained after interacting with certain people or being in specific situations? You might have encountered an energy vampire without even realizing it. Today, we will explore what energy vampires are, how to identify them, and most importantly, how to protect ourselves from their draining effects. So get cozy and let's empower ourselves to break free from energy vampires.
Energy vampires. This is one of my favorite subjects, y'all. Tara knows how excited I am because I was scribbling some notes myself.
We have been looking forward to this episode
for a while. Oh, yeah. Sure.
It is pre-Halloween episode, so it just seems appropriate to discuss vampires.
Yeah. It's so funny because the thing about energy vampires is they can be really overt and noticeable, but most of the time they fly under the radar and you don't even know what hit you until after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, why do I feel like crap? Why do I feel so drained? Why do I feel so tired? Why do I feel so blah, 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 fill in the blank? Well, because you had an episode with an energy vampire.
Mm-hmm. I would like us to identify energy vampires for our fellow explorers.
I mean, how much time do we have?
No. Not enough. They will tune out. You and I can discuss our energy vampires outside of the studio.
That's not what this is about.
To define energy vampires, energy vampires are individuals, situations, or habits that drain our mental, emotional, and physical energy.
Oh, I like that you said it's not just people, that it's situations or habits. Mm. That is really interesting. I only ever usually think of it as people because that's the most common occurrence, at least for me.
Yeah.
But situations and habits, these are things we potentially bring upon ourselves. Ah! Okay.
When I first heard the term energy vampires, I thought of the cheesy commercials from the 90s when they were telling you to unplug your TVs because those things are sucking the energy, making your parents' energy bill go up.
Ah.
That was what first came into my mind when I heard energy vampires.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
cheesy 90s commercial. Unplug your TV. Unplug
Make
the
sure
coffee
you get
maker.
That toaster.
It's a very boomer mentality. That if you would stop buying coffee, you could buy a house. That $1,200 at the end of the year is not going to get me a house.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Interacting with energy vampires can leave us exhausted, depleted, and even negative. Identifying and learning to protect ourselves from their draining effects is crucial for maintaining our well-being. First up, habits. Habits that can act as energy vampires contribute to feelings of exhaustion and mental fatigue. What kind of habits you may be asking yourself? Overcommitting to activities, overthinking.
I was going to say perseverating on stuff boom, but boom, you're just spiraling.
I'm thinking about the thing that I'm thinking about.
Oh my God. I'm thinking about the thing that I'm thinking about that I'm thinking about.
Yes.
Yes.
Procrastinating.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite energy vampire habit.
Oh.
In the pandemic, I saw this new term that I definitely participated in. It was procrastibaking.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Dude, you're like, let me just bake some muffins and then I'll do that thing.
Let me just do a thing. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And then another habit is to constantly seek validation from others.
God, that's so exhausting. Please don't do that. Oh, I know. It's just so human nature, right?
These people don't have your validation.
Yeah,
it might seem like they do, but they don't.
And it might feel good for a second.
It doesn't
last. You got to get it from inside. You got to be your own best champion.
These habits deplete our energy and make it difficult for us to maintain a positive outlook.
identifying and addressing these habits is very important for maintaining a healthy and balanced lifestyle. Mm. Like overcommitting to activities. How many times do we, I'm looking inside of myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking across at you going, because I don't do it.
Learning to be okay with the space. My husband and I were experts at having something every weekend. And now we're just like, oh, we ain't got nothing this weekend. And somebody would ask, we not available. Our calendar is clear and we're going to keep it that way.
Yeah, just block it by keeping it clear. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's interesting because overcommitting, it's easy to do, especially if you have young kids and there's all these activities and things, people coming at you asking you to do stuff. No is a complete sentence.
It is a complete sentence. No. N-O period. That's it.
No explanation necessary. Mm-mm. Can you do this thing?
No.
No, I cannot.
Overthinking and procrastinating.
Procrastinating is hoo-wee.
It's my favorite energy vampire habit. Only because
I
think it goes way back. Let's say you have a paper due for a class and you've known about it for weeks, but you don't do it until the very last minute. And then you do it and you cobble some stuff together and then you get a really good grade. And you're like, well, why would I need to spend all this?
It's just validating the fact that you should always procrastinate. I definitely work better at the 11th hour under a time deadline that's about to paralyze me, just completely knock me out.
I have no other choice but to get this done.
And then you do it and you slam dunk. You're like, well, I'll keep doing that.
It's interesting that that's our perspective rather than the perspective of if I spent more time on this, it would be even better.
Even better. We're like, just do it, like bare minimum. Let's just procrastinate till the 11th hour and then do the thing that gets us a good enough grade.
What about our energy vampire situations?
Curious.
Certain situations can also act as energy vampires, draining our emotional and mental well-being.
I feel like I'm in one right now.
No. Anyway.
Not in the podcast.
Not right now. I know she's not talking about that. Won't me, but you know, these situations can include toxic work environments.
Oh, hell. Hello.
Hell's bells.
Wow. Hell's bells. Like, what? Who let? Oh, sister.
And there's nothing else to say to that one.
Nope. That is just like, yes. That's a complete sentence.
Yes.
Also.
Unfulfilling relationships.
We're
going to leave that
one
too. Constant exposure to negative news or social media.
It is why I do not watch the news. I basically keep my head in the sand, and literally people have said to me, did you not hear that? I'm like, no.
I did not.
Nope, I did not.
The news has to come to me the old-timey way, word of mouth. I need a person to tell me the news that they heard or saw or read somewhere else, because this negative cycle.
Oh, yeah. I much prefer hearing from somebody, but even if it's somebody who is always like negative Nancy kind of a thing, but at least I hear it and I'm like, oh, and then I can be like, oh, well, they just.
Right.
That's just.
I need
skew.
My news delivered. Oh, at this point, just get a horse and buggy and also
just write a letter.
Postal mail it to
just
me.
Write a
like,
letter.
This is like a
Morse
newspaper,
code my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Smoke signals, carrier pigeon. I do not participate actively in the news cycle.
Oh, God, the immediacy of the news and how it's like 95% negative bad news. And it's like, come on, there's I subscribe to something called Nice News. And I get an email in my inbox every day, Nice News. And it's got like five different stories. And I'm
positive.
Like, oh, isn't that nice? That's lovely. Yeah.
Especially in this political season.
Ooh,
I don't even want to turn on the TV.
Isn't this season so wrought with just like
energy,
heaviness,
vampires,
and conflict? And yeah, it's just so, feels so heavy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
You go, watch. No, no,
no,
thank you.
No, I literally didn't watch any of the. I don't watch the things.
They're like, the debate was on last night. It was? Who was it?
I'm like, yeah, what debate?
Who said something? You know what? Yeah. Never mind. Whatever.
I don't want to know.
And another situation that can act as an energy vampire, ongoing financial stress. Listen, when the math don't math.
Mm. I will say there's a lot of years where I just decided to not look because I'm like, well, how bad could it be? And then I started looking and then I got real depressed. Now I'm looking and really positive because I know what's coming in, what's going out. I know where things are going and I know what I need to do. It's very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These situations leave us depleted, anxious, and emotionally drained. It's important to recognize these energy draining situations and take proactive steps to address or distance ourselves from them for our well-being.
Mm. So I love that. You just totally schooled me. I just was thinking we were talking about the peoples, but the situations. Yes.
Yes. Habits and situations.
And habits, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I found some people, some examples of people who drain our mental, emotional, and physical energy.
Mm-hmm.
One of these people is the critic.
The critic.
Criticizing energy vampires constantly find fault in other people, things, and situations and offer unsolicited negative feedback.
So much negative feedback. First of all, the fact that they're even bringing it up, it's none of your business. I didn't ask you. And also, if I was going to ask you, that I don't want to hear that. So just like, keep it to yourself, man.
Yeah. These critics,
they love spreading the doo-doo.
Are these the same as the negative Nancys, maybe?
Yes, yes.
They tend to focus on finding fault with just about anything and are quick to point out flaws, rarely having anything positive to say.
I know several.
These critics leave us feeling inadequate and deflated.
Yeah, I don't let that in, man. I've finally learned that lesson. I'm like, nope. We're kids, like, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you. That's what I do. I set up my little aura, my electronic fencing, and that just don't get in.
It does
anymore.
Not come over.
Mm.
Another person as an energy vampire is the victim.
Oh.
These beautiful dames or damsels in distress constantly play the victim and seek sympathy and attention from others.
Mm.
They often complain about their problems, but show little interest in finding solutions.
Mm-hmm.
This person is also constantly complaining about their life just for the sake of seeking sympathy and attention from others. They drain us by dwelling on their problems and refusing to seek solutions.
That's the thing. And especially if you're around somebody like that and you're actually giving really sound quality advice, which I feel like most of us would do, it is so frustrating. You're like, I am offering several solutions. But if they had the solution, they wouldn't be able to complain mm-hmm. about it and be victimized. And that is what they identify with. And that would ruin the whole show. So can't do that. Can't actually solve the thing. In different stages of life, people are sort of a little bit more inclined to be, you know, mm-hmm. some of these things. Part of it might be developmental or childhood upbringing trauma, not getting enough attention or what you needed. And boy, the antidote is self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And you can't teach that. I'm just digging into every one of these.
Yeah.
What you're saying. I just
and
said, like,
the third.
Oh boy.
People we encounter that may deplete our energy are the drama queens and kings.
Oh.
These energy vampires thrive on creating and feeding off drama and negativity. They can be overly dramatic and attention-seeking, exaggerating situations to garner sympathy. They drain our energy by causing conflicts, manipulating emotions to get what they want. Dealing with the drama queen or drama king can be challenging as they thrive on chaos and are emotionally exhausting.
I feel like narcissists fall into this little arena. People who mix it up, create chaos, and they want it to be about them a lot, all the time. The other thing I think about is people who talk constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's another one. That's, like, my biggest pet peeve. Like, would you please take a breath? Would you please give me some airspace? Would you please stop talking? Ah!
Yeah.
That sort of all falls into
all
drama.
Yeah.
King, queen, and also the critic right in there. It's all that.
Are there other energy vampires that you thought of? Because I know you said you were heavy on the people.
Yeah. To me, the one that stood out quickly was the overtalkers. Mm-hmm. People who try to take away your power or your validity. I don't know if that's also a critic, but people who try to compare themselves to you constantly.
Oh, I think those are the, I saw, I was like the judgmental.
Yeah, I think there was the overtalkers and then the judgmental.
Because they always have something to say about, well, I would do it this way, or I would do, and you should do, and blah, blah, blah.
Yes. No, I think you covered those main ones are really, really good.
Okay, so let's explore the impact of these energy vampires. Mm-hmm. First up, emotional exhaustion.
Oh, so exhausting.
As you absorb their negativity or deal with their demanding behavior.
Or the roller coaster.
Oh my goodness, the roller coaster. Mm. Where are we and what's happening? Mm-mm-mm. This constant exposure to negativity, complaints, or demands can weigh heavily on our emotional well-being, leading to fatigue and, get this, irritability.
You think? I'm like, forget it. I mean, if I'm fatigued in any way, I'm not going to be pleasant.
At all. Building on the emotional exhaustion is a second impact of energy vampires, and that's increased stress and anxiety.
Yeah. Which is so, it's so easy to get there when you are emotionally depleted. You just can't, your coping mechanisms are just tired. You just can't cope as well. And so then anxiety and stress rises.
Yes.
Totally makes sense. Yes.
You hit it right on the head. And the third impact of energy vampires, decreased mental clarity. Constant exposure to energy vampires can cloud our thoughts and disrupt our ability to focus. Brain fog, anyone?
Brain fog. And so it messes with your discernment, which is convenient to the energy vampires because they're like, well, if you can't be discerning, then you don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So let's just keep that fog cycle going.
Yes.
Wow.
These energy drains make concentrating challenging, resulting in decreased mental clarity and also decreased productivity. They leave us disoriented. How you gonna do stuff? You exhausted, you stressed out, you got anxiety, got mental, how?
Yeah. And that's part of the subversive plan. I really believe in my heart of hearts that not everybody understands or is aware, right, of how their behavior and how their choices are affecting other people. You and I, each one of us are responsible for creating safety and space for ourselves and learning how to see these situations and habits and people for what they are and protecting yourself from that, you know, keeping yourself at arm's length, understanding that their journey doesn't have to affect my journey. I can be empathic. I can be sensitive. I can say, oh, that's a shame. And then I can walk away. My ass is out the door. Yeah. Thank you very much. Nice to know you.
Yes, I could not agree more. I am finding when I lately with the people energy vampires, is there not equal opportunity energy suckers?
Okay. Say more, please. This is what I'm going to get this from the Bear. I'm watching the Bear on Netflix. Say more, please.
My experience is not necessarily my neighbor's experience.
Of that
with
person.
The exact same person.
Yes.
And that does not mean that this person is not draining. Like, someone else's experience doesn't discount my experience with an energy vampire.
It doesn't falsify, doesn't make it not so, right?
It's not invalidated. That's where I was
there
going.
You went. Yep. It doesn't invalidate it.
Yeah. So that's what I'm finding. And it's an interesting thing to navigate when you are the only one being drained.
Now, the question that I have to follow that up is, is it because you are just more sensitive in a sensory sixth sense kind of energetic way? Or is it that person just really is gunning for you for some reason? Not even consciously, maybe, but there's just something about that. You know how you've got magnets that sometimes pull, attract, and sometimes they're push away, polarize? I wonder if there's something in that energy vampire that they sense in you and they feel attracted to being that person to you, at you, with you, and they don't feel that about the other person. And it could be a combination of those two things,
right? I think I was going to say, it's and. It's and.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am absolutely more aware of energy. Mm-hmm. That's how sometimes I'm like, oh, we not gonna, I know this person ain't my person. Like, you said hello to me and it wasn't right.
Right. Like, you could pretty quickly discern that.
So, yeah, I'm also finding that someone could present as a safe space in one season. And because the life be lifing, become an energy vampire in the next.
Yeah. I mean, really, if you're not careful or aware, any one of us could be energy vampires unbeknownst. There's not one type of person.
No.
It's like, wow, they are that kind of person. They're the only ones that do it. Anytime we are in a anxious or, you know, empty, drained space, I guess we then have the potential of being that as well.
That's what I love about the people in my circle. I want to feel like we're trauma bonding. There's a lot of, let me know if this is too much for you, or I don't want to burden you with my stuff. I'm pretty good at it, but I appreciate the concern and care first and foremost.
Right. I do think that most people who have pretty good communication skills and self-awareness, they know when it feels like we're being demanding. And especially sensitive, empathic types, they don't want to burden other people. They're very aware of, like, is this too much? And maybe overzealously so.
Yes. Yeah. Overzealous. I like that. Okay, so how do we protect against or recover from these energy vampires? We spend a lot of time identifying the habits, the people, the situations, and their impact. But there has to be something that we can do. Explorers, don't worry. I got you.
Yeah. There are things that you can do.
First thing you could do is to set physical and emotional boundaries. Be assertive about your time and energy. When possible, create physical distance between yourself and the energy vampire. Take breaks. Recharge. Emotionally, learn when to recognize that someone or something is draining your energy. Communicate your needs and politely disengage from the interaction.
Yeah, there's definitely ways to do it. The first thing, though, is to be aware of how you're feeling when this person is in your space, either physically or emotionally. Like, how does that feel? Why do I feel uncomfortable, or I feel tired, or I feel frustrated? And then try to reverse engineer what you could do to create physical and emotional space.
Practice self-care. Engage in the activities that bring you joy and replenish your energy.
Yeah, because sometimes that energy vampire is somebody under your roof. How are you going to get away from that?
Yeah.
Like, you have to make sure that you're disengaging. Maybe it is just a season for that person. Sometimes we go through it. Change, adapt, and we constrict. We get small, and then things become big. If that person is close to you, you definitely want to make sure that you're creating space and time for yourself to do things outside of that person, things that relax you and bring you joy.
Another way to protect against or recover from energy vampires is to seek support. That means talking to your people or professionals, sharing your feelings, and seeking validation from supportive individuals can help you process and recover from the emotional toll of dealing with energy vampires. Yeah, we got to talk about it.
We got to talk about it. You got to have your safe space people that you can just be like, you know what? I'm exhausted. This person is exhausting me. Can I just tell you about it? Or can you give me some advice or remind me how I deal with this? Reach out.
Pour some love and light into this draining situation, please. Maybe this fits into self-care. I called it out specifically because it's been extremely helpful for me in energy vampire seasons to journal or spend quiet time alone to help process your emotions and regain inner balance. Journaling, writing is how I process through things. It gives me space for reflection and introspection. And then I'm flipping the negative into a positive. If I'm going through this, I know I'm not the only person who's ever gone through this or will ever go through this for all of time.
Right.
So if the words that I write can help, then that's my job.
Mm. Yeah, I find that writing words out, even if you're just explaining the situation and explaining your feelings about it, I mean, just getting that out, it's like, you know, you're just verbally purging that onto the page. It gets it out of your physical body, your emotional body, mm-hmm. and your energetic body.
And you know, you're, that has to happen.
You're spewing it, and that's what you need to do. You need to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Human. We're going to encounter situations, habits, and people that could potentially suck the life out of us.
Literally, figuratively.
Feel like
depleted.
When you leave them, you're like, why do I feel dizzy or lightheaded or exhausted?
I need a nap.
So you can hold that boundary. You can either not engage at all, not choose to not be around that person, if that's possible, or hold the boundary with love. Just be like, I see you over there with your fangs and all the things.
But I got my garlic.
You can't come over to my side of the street. Keep that over there. I see you. I love you even. I'm going to stay over here.
You want to dance?
I do. I just want to remind people we are empowered. We have sovereignty over our energy and our experience. And we can make choices that support our well-being, our healing, our growth. And occasionally it's going to hurt someone's feelings, but it's not about them. You're not doing it to hurt someone's feelings. You're doing it because you are creating space and peace and healing for yourself. And that's okay. You need to understand what your energy is like and how you best operate the rest or the peace you need. Be aware of that. So take an inventory of your own energy, your responsibility, your sovereignty over your energy. Then you can make good decisions about other people's situations and habits that come your way.
Mm-mm. Tell them, Karen. I love it.
Okay. Right. Now I'm ready to dance.
Now you're ready to dance. Today's song speaks specifically to the energy vampires in the form of people. This song is Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
Let's roll it.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
All right, Christina.
Makes me work a little bit harder.
Smarter.
A little bit wiser.
Oh, that's good. The thing that's so beautiful about that is you can do all you want, your little energy stuff over there, and I'm going to flip the script. I'm going to change the narrative. Thanks for actually helping me become stronger and becoming more aware, better at holding boundaries.
Thank you. Thank you, X, for reminding us that we're fighters.
Oh, that was good. That was fun. I've never heard her do something like heavy guitar, like hard rock. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
Okay.
All right.
We're fighting through it. Today's question of the day.
Okay.
What role does self-awareness play in shielding ourselves from the influence of energy vampires? In the words of Karen, the most important role.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I just answered that question in the pants. That's hilarious.
By being self-aware, we can recognize the signs of being drained or draining. Hold that space right there.
You were like, pause.
Right there. This awareness allows us to protect our energy proactively, set our boundaries, create space for recovery, mm-hmm. space for growth, space for discernment.
Mm-hmm. There's that word. Understanding your own needs and understanding when lines are being crossed and how that feels. Mm. Getting real connected to, wait a minute, this doesn't feel good. I don't know why it doesn't feel good. Sort of what I went through on Sunday when I called you. Something feels icky. Something's not right. I was like, I'm angry. I'm so pissed off. Following those little breadcrumbs, you just get better and better and better at being aware of your energy and your needs and better at protecting your energy proactively, mm-hmm. preemptively, if you will.
Self-awareness allows us to identify our triggers and our vulnerabilities.
Yes.
Like, where are the spaces that it hurts the most?
Where are the little open wounds? Where are the cuts?
And then we can develop strategies.
Prepare accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For maintaining our energy, protecting our energy, and our well-being in the presence of energy vampires.
Key. Mm-hmm. Most important thing. because there's always going to be them out there. But you got to know what's
everywhere.
In here.
They're everywhere.
It's everywhere. They're everywhere. It's just like on many levels, it's happening. Mm-hmm. Culture, society, globally, environmentally. I mean, everywhere. So you've got to be, you got to know, you know.
Mm-hmm. I found a quote from someone I feel like you know.
Personally?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. This quote is from writer, lecturer, political activist, and feminist organizer, Gloria Steinem.
Oh, yeah.
Gloria said, "Power can be taken, but not given. The process of the taking is empowerment in itself."
Meaning you can take back your power.
Mm-hmm. You can harness your own power.
Could you read that one more time for
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely. Power can be taken, but not given. The process of the taking is empowerment in itself.
No one's going to hand you the power. You stand up and take it. You account for it. You claim it. Thank you for letting me process that a second time. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Explorers, thanks so much for joining us for today's episode on energy vampires. We've discussed identifying them, but most importantly, we discussed how to protect ourselves from their draining effects. We have to empower ourselves. Empower yourself to break free and take control of your well-being. If you found this episode helpful, subscribe for more valuable content and share it with your friends who might benefit from this conversation. See you in the next episode.
Yeah, I think sharing it is a really beautiful gift. Be aware and protect our energy before we go into a situation. I can't tell you how many times before I walk in a door, I do this little ritual of protecting my energy, zipping up my energy, and it helps me be more aware. Mm-hmm. So take note, take notice, my friends, beautiful explorers. We love you. Thanks for joining us. See you next time. Take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.